And I still can't remember everything, even the littlest things, every day.
This is the playbook.
Consistency is the hardest thing for the human body to execute on, because there's constant interference to consistency, and the mind, the body, and the soul are stupid, especially the body. It can't remember. It's so distracting, right? But in order for you to be consistent, the body has to use 5 faulty senses and a faulty memory in order to remind ourselves, remind or recollect ourselves or remember ourselves. We get into the theme about how words remind, recollect, and remember what we're supposed to do in order to effectuate what we want. We have to be consistent, and it's hard. I give everyone a challenge all the time. You probably know it, right? 0.1 seconds it takes. Say thank you. Try it. Say thank you 30 straight days, your life will change. Do it before you go to bed and when you wake up. I promise you, your life will change, because it's the ultimate mathematical equation to luck, because it's attention plus intention into gratitude, which will create a coincidence of what? Graciousness, truth, potential. Your life will change. I know this. I can tell you there's not one single thing that's not in my quantum being that I can remember to do every day. I just can't. I've been studying the Course in Miracles, and you would think there's no way he's going to forget the course and to study it today. I do it every day. It's not quantum in my being, because sometimes I was, you know, traveling, and there's other, you know, the senses aren't working for me. There's not a routine that's in the subconscious, and things are confusing, and all of a sudden I'm lying in bed and going, whoa, I haven't studied yet. How could that happen? That's why for me, I've created all these mechanisms, reminders from people, student in my calendar, and I still can't remember everything, even the littlest things, every day. So once we acknowledge these difficulties, they become easier. And guess what? The reason they become easier is once you acknowledge it, acquire the knowledge of it, you can forgive yourself, because it's part of the process, the journey to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential.